We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, lovely viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, you're about 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouè, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondelsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Itablessemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde. In Bogotá, Colombia, in Bea Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bea Vista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. En localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company, and Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. En Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5, La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In localidad Fontibón, in localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Lonidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia, and in Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. in Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilang County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiaoyi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozhe City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiaoyi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Duliu City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong An Cable TV.
In Mongolia in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotot, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company, and in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recamp Cable Network, and in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a Brazilian scientist helps develop low-cost, earth-friendly bricks. In medical news, a boat clinic provides healthcare to residents of remote Indian localities. In education news, Norway donates $1.9 million to support university studies for indigenous San students in Botswana. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 3rd, is the National Day of San Marino, celebrating its founding in 301. Believed to be the oldest republic in the world, San Marino is an enclave surrounded by Italy. It is said to have been established by a devout Christian stonemason, now known as San Marinus, who was seeking refuge. The San Marino Historic Center and Mount Titano is a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. More than 3 million visitors enjoy the country's remarkable scenery and ancient locations each year. We wish a memorable National Day for all the people of San Marino.
Fly-in news. Floods sweep western India. Recent incessant rains resulted in flooding at the international border with Pakistan in Rajasthan state as the Ghaggar River overflowed and submerged nearly a dozen villages in both countries. The Border Security Force has responded to numerous calls, sending food supplies to stranded villagers. In Gadchiroli district of Maharashtra state, 919 homes were damaged and 28 collapsed after flash floods that forced hundreds of families to evacuate to safer locations on Monday, August 30th. Meanwhile, 11 people succumbed to rain-related incidents in the Saurashtra region of Gujarat state by Monday, while various major roads were blocked after becoming waterlogged by excessive precipitation. We are grateful for the efforts of all officials and personnel working to assist the rain-afflicted. Our sincere sympathies for those who lost loved ones as we pray for the smooth resuming of regularity in the lives of the Indian people and that such weather intensities subside as we strive for greater consideration of all beings.
Wildfires continue to ravage Portugal. As of Thursday, September 2nd, Portuguese officials report that while some of the wildfires that ignited last week have been contained, others are still out of control. In particular, a severe fire in the northern part of the country continues to threaten homes in the region. On Tuesday, 20 wildfires were burning across the nation, with 14 of the country's 18 districts placed on highest fire alert as temperatures soared above 40 degrees Celsius. High winds are further hindering the work of the 1,500 firefighters who are tirelessly battling the flames. This summer, which is one of the hottest on record, saw around 70,000 hectares of land consumed by fires across Portugal. We pray for the safety of all firefighters and citizens amidst such challenging conditions. May harmony with nature prevail once more as we join in acting with consideration toward our shared ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Generous donor supports People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA. U.S. businessman and philanthropist Holland M. Ware has donated $1.4 million to further PETA's campaigns. In particular, $1 million will go toward helping PETA put an end to cruel circus treatment of animals, such as baby elephants, through a campaign that seeks to raise awareness, especially in young students.
Saying that he finds himself very upset to know of the animal mistreatment in industries such as circus entertainment, Mr. Ware said he is happy to be able to help provide PETA with more tools to halt such practices. With other giving endeavors that include founding the Holland M. Ware Cancer Research Center at Emory University in Georgia, Mr. Ware has also set up a national hotline for people to report the inhumane activity of dogfighting. Heaven bless Mr. Holland Ware's generosity and kind heart. May the day soon come when animals and humans come together in love and respect as a family co-inhabiting our planet.
Spiritual Blessing Line Phenomenon Revealed. It is a rare and precious opportunity that an enlightened individual would share knowledge of the spiritual realm. On Monday, August 30th, Supreme Master Television staff had the chance to ask Supreme Master Ching Hai questions via teleconference on topics that included meditation and holy sites. To our fascination and surprise, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously shared about a whole different kind of spiritual site that exists on the earth.
the truly spiritual blessing site, there are. Not necessarily where the master used to be. It will be in some very unlikely place and surprising places. I call that spiritual blessing line. We have only about 700 spiritual blessing lines in the world right now. Before, there are many, many more, many thousands more. Now, a lot of them are lost, disappear, because humanity has done too many horrendous bad deeds.
And where do they come from, Master?
They come from the purity, the purest essence of the light and sound, from the divine power to bless the planet and to keep the planets in balance. It's the second to the Master Blessing Power.
As revealed in the discussion, these large rope-like spiritual blessing lines are only visible to a very few privileged individuals, one of whom is Supreme Master Qinghai.
Okay, I tell you where they are. It's spread all over on the 5 continents.
Discover more about some of the countries that have these special sites, along with many other spiritual insights, by tuning in to Supreme Master Television for the full broadcast of this teleconference at a later date on Between Master and Disciples with multi-language subtitles.
We appreciate Supreme Master Qinghai for graciously setting aside her time to share such elevating information and wisdom, wishing that our planet may regain her original blessed state through humanity's return to loving and virtuous ways.
Greece bans smoking nationwide. Effective September 1, 2010, legislation passed in July 2009 now prohibits smoking in nearly all public spaces in Greece, with individual violators facing fines and businesses the possibility of losing their license. With the ban and its slogan, "Stub out your cigarettes, add to your life," the government is renewing its commitment to a smoke-free society. As stated by Prime Minister Yarios Papandreou, this measure contributes to our goals of making the country more viable, not only economically, but in daily life. Our heartfelt congratulations, Your Excellency, and Greece, for this decision to safeguard public health. May your noble initiative motivate similar measures that offer the vibrant well-being of tobacco-free lifestyles to fellow citizens across the globe.
Smoking shown to worsen stress levels. New research has revealed that, contrary to what many have believed, smoking does not relieve stress, but in fact has the opposite effect. Scientists from the London School of Medicine and Dentistry in the United Kingdom observed the stress level of nearly 500 people as they tried to quit smoking after being diagnosed with a condition of heart disease. They found that 41% of those who managed to stay smoke-free a year later had significantly lower levels of stress compared to those who continued to smoke. The researchers concluded that the smokers continued to deal with discomfort of cravings between cigarettes that would occur several times a day. Those who were successful in quitting, on the other hand, faced initial discomfort but had greater freedom from nicotine cravings in the long term and thus had eliminated a significant source of stress. We thank the London School of Medicine and Dentistry researchers for this study, showing another detrimental aspect of smoking and that in actuality it does not relieve stress. May we all work toward freedom from this harmful substance so that all beings can benefit from clean air and good health.
Smoking bans save lives.
Quitting smoking and restricting alcohol consumption, along with more exercise and higher fruit and vegetable intake, reduces the risk of strokes by more than half.
United Kingdom's ban on smoking in public places reduces passive smoke effects, which are linked to loss of life for more than 11,000 people every year. In the U.S., the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration said that sales of tobacco to underage youth have reached all-time lows in all 50 states. The number of young smokers aged 18 to 29 has fallen by 30% in Victoria, Australia, thanks to smoking bans in pubs and clubs. Smoking rates in Japan have been declining since 1996, reaching an all-time low this year. Smoking bans mean decreases in acute coronary syndrome.
A study in Mississippi, USA, found that heart attacks were reduced by 27% 3 years after indoor smoking was banned, with similar bans in 11 other worldwide locations also showing a reduction in both heart attacks and heart disease.
Rome, Italy experienced an 11.2% decrease in acute coronary events in the first year after a smoking ban in public places went into effect. Israeli researchers report that for people who are able to stop smoking, the increased risk of sudden cardiac death seems to disappear immediately. The National Sanitary Institute in France announced a significant decrease in heart attack rates following the country's smoking ban, with benefits also noted for decrease in secondhand smoke inhalation effects. New York, USA experienced an 8% decline in hospital admissions for acute myocardial infarction after a comprehensive smoking ban, which translates into healthcare savings of $56 million in 1 year. Smoking bans mean better health. Data from the National Population Health Survey shows those who smoke have higher rates of chronic conditions, such as bronchitis, asthma, and high blood pressure. Smokers and those exposed to secondhand smoke develop colon cancer about 7 years earlier than non-smokers. Smoking bans mean healthier children. Research from the Michigan State University in the USA and the David Hyde Asthma and Allergy Research Center in the UK show that the smoking habits of mothers during pregnancy increase asthma risks in some children. Children regularly exposed to secondhand smoke have more than triple the risk of lung cancer, as well as higher risks of other respiratory problems later in life. Smoking bans are good for business. In his annual report, UK Chief Medical Officer Liam Donaldson said a public smoking ban would save an estimated £2.7 billion. £680 million saved by having a healthier and more efficient workforce. £140 million saved through fewer sick days. £430 million saved from productivity loss from smoking on the job. £100 million saved from cleanup costs related to cigarette smoking. Plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
Facebook group saves canine's life just in time. Only 10 minutes before Huey, an 11-month-old pit bull pup, were due to be put to death due to overcrowding at a shelter in California, USA, a man on the East Coast logged on to his Facebook account for the first time in quite a while. Mr. Sean Davis immediately saw the story of Huey's plight and stated online that he would take the dog if he were closer. Members of the Facebook group supporting Huey's adoption sprang into action by assuring Mr. Davis that they would cover the cost of his travel to Virginia. Mr. Davis responded by saying he would welcome Huey into the family, and the shelter was notified in time to spare his life. Huey has now arrived and is happily settled in with his forever loving home, with acceptance even by Tsunami, the family cat. Mr. Davis's wife Maria stated, "It felt right to have him here. It was like he was part of our family that was missing. With our sincere thanks to all the people who helped save Huey's life, we join in congratulating Huey on his new family and home. May online innovations like Facebook continue to fulfill such heartwarming goals in bringing out the best in people and cherished animal companions alike."
Save our planet. 2010 is the hottest year on record so far. This year is already on track to being the hottest in recorded history, according to climate scientists at the US National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA. With July temperatures being reported as the second highest in history, the months of March, April, May and June were each reported as the highest ever on record. David Easterling of NOAA's National Climatic Data Center also noted the unusual finding in June that land masses across the entire globe were warm. Moreover, 17 countries, comprising 19% of the Earth's total land area and including northern nations such as Finland and Russia, have set new records for the most oppressive heat. This is the largest surface area of the planet to be experiencing such unprecedented temperatures in the same year.
Remarking on these alarming numbers, Dr. Mark Serez, director of the U.S. National Snow and Ice Data Center, stated, "The point of the matter is that global warming has not stopped." Kevin Trenberth, head of the Climate Analysis Section at the U.S. National Center for Atmospheric Research, or NCAR, further warned that in such conditions, we should prepare for increased tropical storms, saying, "The last time it was this warm was when we had the record-breaking hurricane season that led to Katrina and Rita, and we ran out of alphabet characters. This year, the temperatures in the Atlantic are higher than they were in 2005.
Thank you, all researchers and scientists, for your detailed efforts to factually document the climate changes of our planet. We pray that we may stop this dangerous cycle with our every effort to shift towards sustainable living."
During a November 2009 video conference in Mexico, Supreme Master Qinghai spoke of such adverse global warming effects as temperature increases, highlighting at the same time an effective and swift way to reverse them.
"Some of the global warming effects that we hear about are a continued rise in the Earth's atmospheric temperature, warming of the ocean, along with acidification, more frequent and stronger storms, prolonged droughts and intensified heat waves, soil desertification, plant and animal extinctions, and even melting of permafrost, which could trigger massive releases of more methane gas. And that would be catastrophic beyond an unthinkable scale. But the livestock, that is the number one source of global warming worldwide. And methane is the primary greenhouse gas generated by livestock. So I repeat, the number one source of global warming is from our consumption, killing of all the cows, pigs, chickens, sheep, eggs, dairy. According to calculations they performed, they concluded that eating a vegan diet for a year is more effective at cooling the planet than driving a hybrid vehicle for the same period of time. Another good news about this simple dietary solution is that methane, as a greenhouse gas, also dissipates quickly from the atmosphere. So eliminating livestock production as this major source of methane is thus one of the fastest ways to cool our planet."
Save Our Planet. Nobel laureate and U.S. theoretical physicist Dr. Walter Kahn states that a combination of dwindling oil and gas reserves together with the reality of global warming are shifting the focus to sustainable sun and wind, making them the world's next major sources of energy.
Save Our Planet. Environmental officials in India turned down a bauxite mining proposal by UK-based Vedanta Resources for the Niyamgiri Hills of Orissa State, saying that it could harm the environment and the mountains, which are sacred to indigenous Khand primitive tribal groups.
Save Our Planet. U.S. Vice President Joseph Biden states that the Recovery Act, which is allocating $100 billion toward areas such as alternative energy and smart electric grids, seeks to double sustainable energy production by 2012 and reduce solar power costs by half by 2015.
Warning news. The UN World Health Organization reminds of the tobacco industry's gender-specific advertising to attract women and girls toward the harmful habit, saying that officials should consider this when implementing tobacco control policies.
Hi, it's Glimo the Trophius. I am a vegan. No animal products for me. For a social tip of the day, a family vegan cooking project is a lot of fun. It could be for dinner that day, or for a special event like a birthday or holiday celebration. Children can enjoy the teamwork and gain self-confidence in making delicious plant-based meals. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. And now for the worldwide weather.
In good governance news, Brazil chooses low-cost, earth-friendly bricks. Professor Francisco Casanova of Federal University of Rio de Janeiro has been optimizing an ancient brick-making technology. The ecological bricks, which decrease overall building costs by up to 30%, contain 50% earth, 15 to 20% sand, 10% cement, as well as other materials. They can be produced without heating, reducing manufacturing emissions by up to 90%. The bricks are currently being used in the Program to Accelerate Growth, a low-income housing construction project. Kudos, Professor Casanova, for your innovative works. Also, our earnest thankfulness, Brazilian government, for your support. May earth-loving endeavors such as these, combined with the planet-protecting organic vegan diet, be adopted in all corners of the globe.
In medical news, a boat clinic provides healthcare to residents of remote Indian localities. The floating clinic visits villages in the state of Assam, which is located on the Brahmaputra River. Operated by a non-governmental organization, the Center for Northeast Studies, it is funded by the Indian government and the United Nations Children's Fund. Medical professionals offer services such as free checkups and immunization of children. When more detailed work is required, a boat is available to take the patient to a city health center. Our sincere appreciation, Center for Northeast Studies, Indian Government, and the United Nations Children's Fund, for your dedication to the well-being of the citizens of Assam. May many people benefit from this valuable assistance. Up next on Noteworthy News, Norway helps Sam students in Botswana continue their education. We'll just go for a short walk and be right back. Stay tuned for more praiseworthy news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, rewarding news for a gratifying world. In education news, Norway donates $1.9 million to promote university education for indigenous SAN students in Botswana. The Research Center for SAN Studies, located within the University of Botswana, is dedicated to local studies of the native SAN culture. Norway's contribution helps SAN students with scholarships for the University of Botswana or overseas. One of the first students at the center, Bahila Sekira, who is completing a master's degree in developing studies, said, "I am happy that I can now address people as a learned SAN youth." Our heartfelt gratitude, Norway, for your generous contribution, and Botswana for your support of the rich SAN culture. May all indigenous heritages flourish with heaven's blessings.
Now let's listen to an original joke written by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Bargain. It is told in Ewe, a language spoken in Ghana, Togo, and Benin.
Asi peuple, soronyo nou, pele nou tou. Lonoto, bora, me ple asi nyuede, eze a dodwe, chokaka Egypte fiope yodome, dola akwe aton pe. Nou toa, de enele adava jema. Gagbogbo si ya ne chople ezek bagba kakea. Ne mye cho gama yi asimela, nya te un aple ezek si ya tokbe dede, fe yeye son alafa alafa we.
And now for our viewers' hotline on healthy little geniuses at Les Sylphides Vegetarian Primary School in Lomé, Togo, on vegetarianism, the noble way of living.
J'ai adoré l'émission sur l'école végétarienne au Togo. Vraiment très très inspirant et une lueur d'espoir. J'espère qu'ils feront beaucoup d'émules dans toute l'Afrique. Pour avoir égayé ma journée, ACPE, Mina de Paris, France.
Gentle Mina, your note is much appreciated. Les Sylphides Vegetarian Primary School is a wonderful example of how we are helping our children so much by providing them daily plant-based fare. May all learning institutions similarly take care of young students and the earth by promoting the many benefits of the organic vegan diets. Much love and blessing to you and the high-thinking people of France.
Do you have a hotline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May wisdom and kindness be your gifts from heaven. So long, until next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Despite crop losses from drought and wildfires that caused Russia to ban wheat exports, the government announces a provisional lifting of the ban for foreign humanitarian aid with grains and flour to be sent in cases of emergency need.
Miss Australia 2010 Jacinta Campbell, also second runner-up for the Miss Universe crown, receives a box of vegan chocolates from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, in thanks for her caring choice to forgo sheepskin and lamb's wool clothing on her national costume.
With the help of the UN World Health Organization, North Korea launches her first medical service system connecting remote area hospitals for online support from the National Kim Man-yu Hospital in Pyongyang.
As part of a $5.7 million US dollar donation, Egypt's Ministry of Irrigation begins planning work on a project to rehabilitate 16 Nile River gauge stations in southern Sudan.
The Midwestern US state of Missouri joins a number of other states in imposing a ban on the synthetic compound known as K2, which has been found to produce an effect similar to marijuana when smoked or inhaled.
To further enhance their country's diplomatic relations, Iraq and Afghanistan announced the mutual opening of embassies in Kabul, Afghanistan, and Baghdad, Iraq, respectively.
A study by British researchers published in the Public Library of American Science Medicine Journal shows that physical exercise alone can reduce one's genetic inclination toward obesity by 40%.
In loving memory of her mother, popular British author of the Harry Potter book series, J.K. Rowling, donates $15.4 million US dollars for a new multiple sclerosis research center at the University of Edinburgh in Scotland.
A recent report by the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, and the OLACSIS, or Vietnamese government, states that OLAC, or Vietnam, has made excellent progress in reducing both child mortality and poverty rates.
The United Arab Emirates sends 500 tons of urgent food assistance to Somalia to help the less fortunate with food needs during the holy month of Ramadan.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.